Hello.
Hank, we got a situation here.
Everything the thorn.
Yeah. Hello.
Everything is on.
Everything is on. Everythingathon.com.
Indeed.
Everythingathon, volume 122, February 2012. Helsing.
Black Moth Super Rainbow doing a song called The Fields Are Breathing here on WBST. Good evening, baby cakes. I am Hank Mohasky, and I will be your radio host for the next 4 hours here at 109.5 on your FM dial. And I thought tonight we'd play songs by bands with bad names. Silly names, dirty names, ridiculous names, stupid names. You name it, I'm talking about bad band names. Sometimes good music, but still bad band names. Black Moth Super Rainbow is a bad name. Pretty good band, yeah, but not a very good name. Not the worst name, no. But one wonders if a band as great as the Beatles could have ever conquered the world if they had called themselves Black Moth Super Rainbow. I mean, the Beatles isn't the greatest name either, but at least it has some brevity. And you can almost never go wrong with a band named The something or other, like The Kinks, The Clash, The Breeders, The Cure, The Jam, The Pretenders, The Beach Boys, The Replacements. Those are good names for bands. But like I said, you can almost never go wrong. The Dinner Is Ruined Band is not a good name for a band. A Maggot in Their Heads is not a good name for an album. Classic California Ass is actually an alright name for a song. Only on WBST 109.5 FM.
Shine, girl, whoa.
Sunny Day Real Estate doing a song called In Circles here on WBST. And Sunny Day Real Estate is one of those names that's not exactly horrible, but it doesn't really seem to mean anything. It certainly doesn't reflect the sound of the band, and I don't think it's meant to be ironic. And if they were trying to be clever, they weren't. And they're a pretty good band of the emo variety, I think. That name, why? Before them, it was Shudder to Think, another middling band name that isn't evocative of anything other than itself. And all I can say is, meh. They're like a second-class version of Brainiac, a stellar band with an awesome name. Shudder to Think? Whatever. But these aren't truly bad band names. Now this is a band, well, an electronic artist, with a name so bad, I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing it correctly. And the thing is, this guy makes pretty interesting fucking music. This is Oniotrix Point Never. Oniotrix? Oniotrix Point Never. Oniotrix Point Never. On 109.5 FM. Thank you.
All my books lay on the table, waiting to unfold. I sit and stare at my reflection while the darkness chills my bones. My head feels like a junk shop in desperate need of repair. The path of least resistance leads to the garbage heap of despair. Destroying yourself, death is not the answer, for your soul may burn in hell. My memory, my phone deceiver, is turning all my past into pain. While I'm being raped by progress, tomorrow's world is here to stay.
W B S T 109.5 FM.
It's about the music.
Until I drown, when love breaks down.
Prefab Sprout. Yes, that was a British pop rock band called Prefab Sprout, Baby Cakes. A bit of Northern Soul, perhaps, from all the way up there in Newcastle. And pretty good for 1985, I'd say. But Prefab Sprout. Seriously. Prefab Sprout. They're trying to evoke some long-forgotten tradition in British pop music, something pre-Beatles, that is, pre-fab? Or are they a prefabricated band? I don't know. You might say all bands are prefabricated to one degree or another. Few are formed on whims, on the spot. Although sometimes it seems their names aren't given much thought, or maybe too much thought. Prefab Sprout. It's a silly, stupid name for any band. And before them was Matt Johnson, one of those guys who pretty much does everything himself, but rather than use his own boring name, Matt Johnson, decides to call himself The. The is a name so fucking banal, it just might be clever. Or just so fucking clever, just might be banal. It's probably too clever. Whatever, Matt Johnson didn't have internet search engines to worry about when he formed The in the early 80s. Sucks to be him in 2012. Sucks to be you right now, Baby Cakes, because it's time to play some Mersch for ya. Maybe check in with Walter Armstrong with the weather. Like you don't know what's going on out there. Anyways, I'm Hank Mohasky, and I'll be right back with more music from bands with silly, stupid names. Keep it right here, Baby Cakes.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Call now, and I'll rush you this wonderful free tape. Please call now. Call 1-800-900-0771. That's 1-800-900-0771. 1-800-900-0771.
I loved you, sweetness, but you're not sweet. You made my butt fat. You drove me insane. Self-control down the drain. We're over. I'm so done with that. I found a new love, a natural true love that comes from a little green leaf. Zero calorie, guilt-free, no artificiality. My skinny jeans zipped in relief. Its name is Truvia, I had no idea. No more sprinkling my coffee with grief.
Truvia, honestly sweet.
Everywhere you go,
across the country trip, or across the street party, you carry the fun with you when you own a Columbia Stereophonic high-fidelity phonograph. There's a marvelous selection of 7 new portable models in smart new color combinations at your Columbia phonograph dealer, from which you may choose. Each one is a masterpiece of design and beauty. More quality, more features, and more styling have been built into these sturdy portables than ever before. How much fun you'll have enjoying all the wonderful new sound of stereo records. Regular records take on new beauty, too, when played on handsome Columbia portables. You'll be amazed at the big console sound that is reproduced by Columbia portable stereophonic high-fidelity phonographs. You'll thrill to the excitement of Stereo One by Columbia, number one in the wonderful world of sound. And Columbia portables are economical, too. Prices start as low as $24.95. See them and hear them at your Columbia phonograph dealer.
For parties, late snacks, dinners, be rational, serve meats made by Hebrew National. Good time, old time flavor, every time Hebrew National meats.
You'll say thanks for a Frank's, a pastrami, and salami.
Hebrew National meats
for you. Weather. Weather.
Indeed.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. At 6:34 p.m., I'm WBST weatherman Walter Armstrong with tonight's forecast. Currently, the temperatures in downtown Milwaukee are a bracing 19 below zero, with wind chills reaching 40 below zero on the backs of strong northwesterly winds of 15 miles per hour, with gusts upward of 25 miles per hour. Lows tonight are expected to reach 26 below zero, with wind chills as low as minus 45. These are record lows, people. These just might be the end times. If you haven't got yourself right with Jesus, you might want to do that while you're rationing the canned goods in your meager cupboards. And if the cold doesn't get you, the polar bears just might. But if you're foolish enough to go outside on a night like tonight, you probably deserve whatever senseless death awaits you.
Weather. Weather.
Indeed.
Sweet Jesus. Walter's lost his mind. Yeah, it's fucking cold out there, no doubt. But I don't think Walter's got the right numbers in front of him. It is not 40 below out there right now, baby cakes. Oh, anyways, you know what, baby cakes? Fred from McFarland called in during that commercial break and said I should play some Engelbert Humperdinck because Fred thinks Engelbert Humperdinck is a, quote, crazy-ass name, unquote. Well, the thing is, Arnold Dorsey was a failing pop singer back in the mid-60s, and he and his manager made the decision, some would say bold, others would say foolish, made the brilliant decision to change the artist's name to Engelbert Humperdinck. After a 19th century German composer with an absolutely breathtaking Van Dyck goatee, by the way. Yes, there really was an Engelbert Humperdinck, a name that works in the Rhine province circa 1865, I bet, but probably not in London, circa 1965. Except it totally did. Engelbert Humperdinck is an ugly, brilliant name.
Tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, quando, quando, quando? We can share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again. When will you say yes to me? Tell me, quando, quando, quando? You mean happiness to me. Oh, my love, please tell me when. Every moment's a day. Every day seems a life. I can wait a moment more. Tell me cuando, cuando, cuando. Say it's me that you adore. And then, darling, tell me when.
lets evening come again. To lead night by the hand. Nowhere birds are calling, slower waves are stalling, and it's evening come again. Behind the hills glowing brown, the sun drinks another round. The first bats turn black against the sky's burn, and it's evening come again. The depths your eyes made among the trees slowly fade, and the sky flows close to paint them black clothes, and it's evening come again. Lightning echoes the sky, paints your face where you lie. And it's evening come again. And it's evening come again. To leave night by the hand. No birds are calling, slow waves are stalling. And it's evening come again. Let your hand draw the blind, tell your lass what to find, then settle down again, locked here in night's chain, because it's evening come again. Then settle down again, locked here in night's chain, because it's evening come again.
Well, Baby Cakes, all sorts of great music being played by bands with inexcusably bad names. With the exception of Mr. Engelbert Humperdinck, of course. A brilliant name, a brilliant man starting off that set. Haircut 100. No excuse for a name like that. Not even for a twee British new wave outfit like they were. After those lads, we heard a band called Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah. Yeah, no thank you, though. I do like the song. Same goes for you, the Winters of Manitoba. An incredible band with an unforgivably bad name. It's a shame, really. Could be lauded as the Fleet Foxes, only for that name. Ah! Such an important thing for a band. A make-or-break decision sometimes. I wish I could claim to be better, but I was once in a band called Those Amazing Foreheads. And while that name wasn't my decision, I should have quit right then and there, but I didn't. I was complicit in that heinous crime. So many bad band names out there. So many. And we haven't even gotten to the heavy metal yet. Yet. Hey, here's a taste. Why not? Easily one of the dumbest, most ridiculous names ever, metal or non-metal. This is Made Out of Babies. Only on WBST 109.5 FM.
Hey!
Can't do it, baby cakes. I'm just not in the mood to listen to heavy metal right now. Maybe later. And there's Bogomil Razlog in the control room waving his frail little arms at me. Yes, what is it, Bogomil?
Play some anal cunt.
No, I'm not playing any anal cunt. Well, that's a ridiculously horrific name. Their music is actually worse.
Oh, I agree, they're a shitty band.
What are you doing here anyway, Bogomil? You don't hit the air until midnight.
I just had dinner with the Wangmeister.
Gary Wang, our program director.
Yeah, I think they know about who I'm talking about, dickwad. You're not the only DJ on this stupid station with fans, you know. In fact, I've been pulling better numbers than you the last two quarters.
Yeah, among 14-year-old boys.
And girls.
Oh, well, that's enough Bogomil for this evening. Let's get back to the music and let's try to get this show back under control. Here's a band who had a ton of potential, a bad, bad name, and ultimately a dead junkie singer who was later replaced by Eddie Vedder. This is Mother Love Bone, only on WBST 109.5 FM.
Honey, said Mr. Faded Glory is the once again a dude. Everything-a-thon.
Everything-a-thon. Everything-a-thon.com.
Indeed.
Culture Data 2012.
Goodbye.